Hello and welcome to the Boob Lady blog. My name is Sophie Burrows, IBCLC. I've made my blogs into audio format to try and help people access them as best as possible. I hope you enjoy this blog. Hello, welcome to this blog, Breastfeeding and Returning to Work as a Junior Doctor. This blog was written by a friend of mine who has recently gone back to work and is currently still breastfeeding. You can look at the blog on my website, you can look at other blogs as well. I have recorded as many of my blogs as possible into audio format to make them accessible. So without further ado, here we go. I hope you enjoy it. Breastfeeding and returning to work as a junior doctor. I have breastfed two babies while returning to work as a junior doctor. With my first son, I was hugely anxious about going back to work and had no idea how to make it work. I was certain I wanted to continue breastfeeding, but had no idea how to go about any significant separation with a baby who fed many, many times day and night. I spent months preparing for this transition, which mainly involved a huge amount of stress for all involved. Firstly, I attempted to night wean him, as I felt I would be too exhausted if I was up feeding him all night. I reduced his daytime feeds down to about two. We practiced my husband settling him for naps in his cot for months. Once I was back at work, he was 14 months, all this stress fell away. I realised we were both okay. I went back to feeding him responsively, sometimes constantly, when I was around, and he was quite happy with a cup of milk when I was at work. He went to sleep happily for my husband when I wasn't around. My breasts adapted fine to the variable milk demand, without the need to pump. I quickly reverted to night feeding when I realised he still woke up, but just took significantly more time and effort to settle, and actually the exhaustion was far less with breastfeeding than without it, because I could get him back to sleep quickly and reliably. I have recently returned to work after maternity leave with my youngest son, and the huge contrast this time is that I have the confidence in him and in my breasts that we would adapt as needed and be able to maintain our breastfeeding relationship with very little alteration. I went back to work 3 days per week when he was 14 months. At this stage, he fed multiple times daily and night, and I never left him for more than an hour or two. And never had I been out at bedtime or overnight. He has coped absolutely brilliantly despite this, and is generally happy when I'm not there, managing by upping his solids intake considerably. He takes water well from a cup too, and if he's asking for milk, my husband or mum, who's been looking after them if I'm at work, offer him oat milk from a cup. But he's rarely very interested. They get him to sleep in a buggy, car, or in the sling for his naps, as when I'm home I would usually feed him to sleep. He probably does feed a bit more at night on the days I've been at work, but I barely notice this because he sleeps in bed with me with my boob pointed at him and almost helps himself to milk overnight with very little input from me. I don't ever check the clock, look at my phone, or even open my eyes overnight, so despite multiple wake-ups I'm well rested. The difference in my exhaustion levels compared to when my eldest was this age and I was sitting up to feed him in a chair next to his cot, settling him in the cot and then trying to get back to sleep myself is worlds apart. I don't pump at work. I really dislike pumping, so ideally would choose to avoid it. And it's just one less thing to do on a busy shift. However, I always have a pump in my bag and know there is room. There is a room I could pump in if required. So I do have an emergency backup option. The first couple of days I worked, I hand-expressed a bit into a sink to maintain my own comfort and avoid mastitis, and since then haven't needed to. On my return home, my son shouts milk as the key turns in the lock and is trying to remove my top before I've shut the front door, so the fact my boobs are very ready to feed by then suits us both well. When I work night shifts, I'm away from him about 14 hours. We did debate practicing for this by my husband doing some night settles with him beforehand. After speaking to other women who had been through the same thing, we felt it was likely he would want me or my breasts if he knew I was at home, and this would increase stress rather than reduce it, so We did no preparations. And as the first shift approached, I was more and more worried that we'd made the wrong decision from this point of view and that it was unfair on him. That night, I put him to bed before I went to work, feeding him to sleep, and then left. I have to say, I was terrified as I drove off. I imagined him waking, realising I wasn't there for the first time ever, and screaming inconsolably for the rest of the night. However, when he first woke up, he wasn't particularly upset, but was asking for me. Milk, milk. My husband told him I was at work, offered him a cup of milk, which he refused, and walked him around the house to show him I wasn't there. A brilliant tip a friend gave me. After this, he settled quite easily, cuddled up to my husband, who patted and shushed his way successfully through the rest of the night. There were lots of wake-ups, and my husband was tired, but had thankfully booked some annual leave for the days surrounding my first few sets of nights in order to get some rest himself. Things became easier after this, and my husband can now settle him easily. If I'm not there, he knows there's no milk and is quite happily co-sleeping with my husband. After a night shift, I go to where he is, usually my mum's, to feed him before I go home to bed, as I would be too engorged to sleep by this stage. It's so nice to check on him too, after a night away. I couldn't have done this without the incredible support of my husband, who thankfully values breastfeeding enough to want me to keep feeding our boys, despite knowing that it's likely things would be tricky for a while when I went back to work each time. Our confidence in his relationship with our children meant that we knew they would be okay without boob access, as long as he was providing them with comfort. Mainly, I've learnt that boobs and babies are far more adaptable than most people would ever imagine, and that almost certainly, a return to work is no reason to stop breastfeeding. In fact, I think that breastfeeding has helped both my babies and me adjust more easily to the separation and given us a lovely way to connect on my return. The author took additional unpaid leave with both children after her accrued annual leave. This is anonymous, but if you want to connect with this mother, do reach out to me and I can connect you. Also, if you'd like to learn more about returning to work and breastfeeding, there is a lot of information online about it. But if you're in the UK and you want some information about it, which is UK-based, do go and have a look at the La Leche League GB website breastfeeding support articles. You can get a direct link from my website blog for this, so do go and have a look there if you're struggling to find it. But they do come up quite high on Google. Also, if you found this blog interesting, do go and have a look at the other blogs. I have quite a lot of them audio recorded, so you might enjoy that too. I hope that you enjoyed listening to this blog. I've managed to get through it all right, just about. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. My blog disclaimer. I use the word mother and other types of word like this within my work. This truly doesn't mean I exclusively see those who birth as mothers or female only. I am accepting and welcome the use of all other terminology and try to give a neutral tone throughout my work. I acknowledge I have much to learn in this area, but I am accepting of any identity of human, including those who wish to give human milk to their human baby. Chest feeding is a term I fully accept and respect. My mission in life, and therefore my work, is to help others feed their babies human milk, hopefully from their birth parent, and sometimes from another human milk donor, to allow that parent to meet their goals. Nourishing a human infant can take many forms. I will support all of those forms to the best of my ability. My blogs and work are written with this in mind, but I accept I use mother, etc. often. And I'm sorry if this in any way causes dysphoria. I have dyslexia, and writing in itself is quite an exceptional effort for me. Punctuation is even harder. It can take me twice as long than others without my disability to write a working sentence, especially if I cannot spell a word and have to change a sentence entirely for it to work. This means deviating from wording, and it at times can be mind-boggling for me. I welcome your discussion with me, and thank you for your understanding.